Hello, and welcome to another edition of the MadTech Podcast Special. This time, discussing issues of transparency as we ask how the industry is regaining control of the supply chain. I'll be speaking with Maya Molch, MD for Programmatic at OMG, Terry Hornsby, who's Digital Solutions Director for publishing group Reach, and Danny Clayman, who's VP and MD for Northern Europe at Xandr. And I'm going to be asking them what has happened in the industry's quest to clean up the supply chain. Has this ambition been realised yet? And if not, what's holding us back? Are brands seeing the benefits of buying through the most direct route to supply? And has the supply side been able to make the most of initiatives designed to make sure that their inventory is being bought via the most efficient means possible? I started with asking for some opinions on where the industry is currently at regarding supply chain transparency. It's been a topical discussion this year, partly following the publication of the Programmatic Supply Chain Transparency Study, which was authored by PwC in association with ISBA and the AOP. The study looked at the supply chain relating to programmatic spend in the UK, and it was published earlier on in the year. The results caused some controversy and an awful lot of debate. So I wanted a snapshot perspective from my selection of experts on where they think the industry is currently at. Here's what Maya had to say from a buyer's perspective.
You know, over the years, we've seen a number of transparency-focused initiatives that have been driven by really different parties in the supply chain. For example, we've seen supply chain studies, we have seen blockchain solutions, and there's been a real effort by the industry to try to tackle this. But I think there's still a ways to go. As we saw earlier this year, ISBA and PwC released a report in May that really gave a renewed focus to the topic of transparency, which we at OMG UK welcome. We think the report did a good job of collating the data across, you know, the advertiser, the agency, the DSP, the SSP, the publisher, all of the technology partners in the middle. And having ISBA really driving that study forward definitely pushed things along from an advertiser awareness and an advertiser angle.
Terry's point of view from the supply side really underscored what he sees as a coming together of the supply and buy sides of the industry. But he was also keen to point out that both sides need to be specific about what they want to achieve through cleaning up the supply chain.
Transparency has always been a key part of what we wanted to achieve. And the nature of having so many systems in the ecosystem and so many systems connected, you don't tend to get that transparency because there is one chain that doesn't show it or needs it. Or the key thing for us as publishers is to know what to do with that transparency. I think a lot of people want transparency, but they don't actually know why they want it. And it's not just a simple answer of, I just want to know what's going on. Most of them want to dig in, deep dive on better performance for advertisers, better yields for advertisers, be able to pass that on to the agencies. And I think we've had such a time where buyers and sellers have never really been that close. And we've always been separate because we've got all these technologies in between. And I think Ozone, marketplaces, all of these kind of tools or products now or platforms that give you that end-to-end is going to be advantage for both, because the advertiser knows what they're giving to a publisher. We can show them that they're actually getting that. And also we can say, well, actually, we do need to pay this along the chain because these people help us do things. What we do forget as an industry is that we rely on these technologies to help us do this. And I think there is going to be a cost to that. And I think a lot of people are obsessed with this kind of cost of tech, but there is a cost to that because we couldn't do it without them.
Danny from Xandr had this to say.
The programmatic industry is heightened in complexity. If you look at the various intermediaries, there are the add value in between supply and demand from, you know, agencies, DSPs, SSPs, ad servers, data providers, brand safety vendors. You know, there's a lot that's going on there between publisher and marketer. And trying to integrate those companies and those technology systems in real time is a big challenge. Like, it's nothing we've ever seen before in any other advertising industry or medium. You know, we're trying to solve a pretty big challenge, but with the efficiencies that we gain, we feel it's worth it. So if you look at the scale that we're able to operate at, the efficiencies we're able to drive through various KPIs that marketers are trying to seek, you know, there's a lot of upside happening, but it's just complex. I think the industry is really starting to come together with various initiatives, which are only good things that will allow us to better connect platforms, to allow us to hopefully more freely share data. And you know, the transparency conversation is a major aspect of that.
Are agencies and brands driving this change to some extent?
Marketers have moved on in their understanding of programmatic and what's possible, firstly. So they understand that they can bring KPIs from other channels into programmatic and say, okay, well, actually, I can address this here. And then providing the technology companies essentially understanding the KPIs of marketers to better surface what's possible in the platform so that they can use it themselves as opposed to it being something that's, you know, managed by that tech company in particular. So it's a bit of a combination of things. I think we're only at the start of this. I think we're going to be able to do some really sophisticated stuff in future around true attribution across TV and other measurement that we're looking to do.
And did he think that marketers were more interested in supply chain transparency these days and therefore understood more about it than they used to?
Yeah, I think it's just it's a natural progression of our industry starting to delve into some of the questions that have to be asked once you get to this level of scale and complexity. So the industry has moved at a ridiculously fast pace over the past few years, and the increase in adoption of programmatic, you know, across display and video alone is insane, really. So we are now asking the right questions of companies within that supply chain to say, right, we need to make sure that if you are part of this supply chain for a marketer, that there is added value here, and the marketer can only be the only person that judges that added value. Nobody else can. And then for price points that sit within it, the marketer has to be okay with that as a part of their overall cost that they're willing to pay, and measure that up against the other channels that they work in. Because I think, again, like there could be 6 to 7 different SSPs and price points that exist within that. And we've just chosen SSPs here as the example, but header bidding has really blown that up from that point of view in a good way. But if the marketer is okay with paying that, then that's the only way that we can look at this. It can't be through the eyes of anybody but the marketer. And I think that's where we may have got a little bit lost in the past, is by saying, hey, you can't charge 15% for that. That's just ludicrous. Well, if the marketer has said that that's adding value to their supply chain and to their end results, then they can absolutely charge 15% for it. And it's only that marketer that can answer that question.
Danny added that there are other reasons that tech vendors should be focused on transparency too.
There's other pieces to it alongside the supply chain needing to provide transparency. You know, companies that exist within the supply chain need to be technically sophisticated. They need good uptime. They need to be able to listen to the amount of, if you're a DSP, for example, you need to listen to a good amount of supply in order to offer scale, because what's the point in being a DSP if you don't do that? You need to be open. You need to be providing tools for marketers and agencies to be able to differentiate. And I think all of those things mean that, you know, essentially require you to be relevant in the supply chain in order to add value. If you don't add value in the supply chain, just like any other industry, you're likely to come out of it.
Terry was keen to highlight that he felt the supply side much better understood a buyer's perspective thanks to this focus on achieving transparency.
I guess it depends on how advanced the buyer is for the agency. And if they're really advanced in the programmatic space or the RTB space, then they tend to want to know more. It's just they've never really had the platform to do it at scale. And the thing is with the marketplaces, Ozone, all them kind of transparency marketplaces, it allows multiple buyers and multiple sellers to sit on one platform, and the transparency is all in one platform. The challenge we've had as an industry is that an advertiser or an agency might have 1,000 PMPs live, and actually they need to get transparency on every single one, and it just means that they've got 1,000 points of data. But actually, if we have one buyer that's buying on 100 publishers and can see everything, it's all in one place, it's all in one UI, one display, it makes it easier for the buyers. And I don't think it's the point that the buyers didn't want to be buying into it the same as we didn't want to buy into transparency. It's just a case of, like, we actually both want transparency, but it's such a vast ecosystem, so many data points that everybody goes, where do we start? We all want it. We really want it. And these marketplaces are making it available now. And I think that's the bit that tech have played in this part, is that we've asked of them and we've said we need to be transparent. And actually, these tech platforms have answered it and said, yes, here we are, and this is what we're going to do.
I wanted to understand if everyone thought that the push to achieve supply chain transparency was industry-wide.
I also want to give credit to a lot of the work that's been done sort of behind the scenes from, you know, agencies and publishers alike who've been trying to drive a cleaner, more transparent supply chain, as well as technology partners.
Danny pointed out that it's a complex task.
Just by nature of all of the innovation that sits in the supply chain, you know, connecting these systems together in real time is really tough. And I don't think that's ever been comprehended enough in the industry. There's the amount of intermediaries that sit between supply and demand that do add value in most cases to the supply chain. And, you know, they come with the cost. It's tough to stitch them together.
And Terry agrees, suggesting there needs to be a shared understanding that forms a sort of a starting point, like the 10 commandments of transparency.
As an industry, we're very close to getting that transparency. It's there. But I think what we've got to ask ourselves as publishers and buyers, what do we want it to be and what do we want the final outcome to be? Because I think we'll always be on this journey if we don't decide what transparency is. Transparency for me, like I said, is a buyer and a seller getting that transparency to be able to make their campaign perform better. Here's 10 commandments of transparency and these are what we're going to achieve. And then we get there. And I think as an industry, we'll only get there if we do outline them. And I think that's the key thing is we are on a journey. I think we're really close, but how close are we to what people want rather than what actually transparency is?
So there's some general agreement that things have improved in terms of transparency and stabilizing the supply chain. Then what are some of the tools that buyers and sellers are using to achieve this?
At Owned UK, we in the past have collaborated with publishers to stitch together the supply chain in the past, really the same way that ISBA and PwC did, which made us realize that we also felt like we needed to create an actionable, transparent solution straight away that our clients could start taking advantage of. And so earlier this year, we at OMG launched OMG Marketplaces, which is a fully transparent programmatic solution using Xandr's technology.
From Terry's publisher point of view,
the marketplaces are the big change. The Ozone, the Xandr marketplace, the place where you can have multiple buyers, multiple sellers in one place and it's transparent. That is very key to me and minimal connections in between.
Danny's tech side perspective.
There's obviously other companies in the space that have, you know, walled gardens, and it's very difficult to then ascertain whether or not transparency exists in their own ecosystems, let alone what happens when other buyers and sellers integrate into that from a platform perspective. But I think if you look at some of the transparency initiatives that I mentioned earlier that we have, that's starting to happen across other SSPs in the ecosystem as well. And I think that can only be a good thing. The supply that exists within the UK is pretty readily available across many SSPs. So, you know, most domains are repped by 5 to 6 SSPs, and this is one of the reasons that agencies have felt it's appropriate, or big marketers have felt it's appropriate, to start controlling that supply chain beyond where the money leaves the DSP, because SSPs can work with a specific domain, and, you know, there's 5 to 6 different fees that exist for exactly the same domain. So there's no efficiency there. That's not something that can operate at scale, paying 5 to 6 different price points, quite wildly different price points for the same inventory, doesn't really make sense. So that consolidation of the space is probably going to happen sooner rather than later. And I think a lot of the moves that are being made at the moment aren't necessarily technology systems or companies trying to enforce it, because it's very difficult for us to do that where we are in the supply chain. It's mainly agencies innovating with their marketers around how they can create better and more meaningful supply chains that are bespoke to the advertiser in that conversation. Now, these aren't just a sort of one-size-fits-all approach. In most cases, it's a bespoke marketplace, such as what Omnicom has done with the government, to provide what they need in that supply chain, not necessarily what would work for everyone.
I wanted to hear more detail about the marketplace that OMG have built.
We kind of set out on a quest, which took a little over a year, on developing a solution that would deliver end-to-end supply chain transparency. And we developed this in an effort to generate efficiencies for clients, while also delivering higher percentages of our clients' working media budgets to publishers, and thereby eliminating the quote-unquote unknown delta, which was coined by PwC and ISBA and recognized to be 15% of advertiser spend. So we established that we could solve many of the issues around transparency by disrupting the ecosystem, by disrupting the commingling of fees and sequential contracting that is kind of the status quo and how the programmatic industry works. And we felt like was really kind of at the crux of some of the issues. And we felt if we could solve that, we could solve for transparency as well. We're seeing our clients really opt in on a testing basis, and then they're quickly scaling their investment and shifting from other programmatic supply routes into OMG Marketplace because of the increased transparency across their programmatic media plans and because of the efficiencies we've seen and the case studies that we've been able to draw from.
And then I wanted to understand the value of this to Meijer's brand clients, but also across the supply chain.
We've been working on integrating our publisher partners into OMG Marketplace, which currently represent about 35% of our open marketplace spend across programmatic in the UK. And we aim to achieve over 50% of our supply integrations by the end of the year. So 50% of the spend we do through programmatic being achievable via OMG marketplaces. And, you know, one of the benefits is these direct publisher integrations give us and our clients unparalleled access to supply from our publishing partners, which allows us at OMG to, you know, take a client's brief and curate bespoke packages of inventory that fulfill the needs of that client across our publishers in OMG marketplaces. When we compare sort of an A-B test on clients' campaigns targeting, you know, programmatic open exchange versus OMG marketplace, OMG marketplace has a 21% higher viewability than the campaign average. The most efficient cost per viewable impression of all of the targeting strategies, which is 30% better than the other supply channels that we're accessing, as well as a 46% higher click-through rate than other strategies in campaign, the overall campaign average. We launched OMG Marketplace in April with the UK government, which is a client out of Manning Gottlieb OMD. And now we're at a space where we're expanding this offering out to all of our clients to take advantage of.
This pretty clearly outlined the benefits to buyers of a marketplace approach, bespoke buying packages, improved efficiencies. So I wondered how that felt from the sell side. This was Terry's point of view.
There'll be a coughing of how much do I spend and how much does this publisher get? That is a core commandment of transparency. That's what everybody wants, right? We want to know what that connection is. And we want to know every step of the way what is taken off or what is used as tech fees, etc. There's two layers, really. And I think the top layer of the core commandment doesn't change between buyer and seller. But the kind of nice-to-haves and performance-driven KPIs, they do change depending on campaign, I guess.
Are brands seeing some results from this improved way of buying and exhibiting more interest in improved stability of the supply chain as a result of this?
From a client's perspective, what's exciting them about OMG Marketplace is the transparency, as well as we're able to deliver some efficiencies via the technology costs that they're paying, that they don't even necessarily see that because it's currently wrapped up into sequential contracting from, you know, DSP to SSP to publisher. So making that visible to them is something that they're embracing. In addition, we're proving to have better quality supply through direct publisher integrations, which is resulting in better campaign performance.
We've signed paperwork with publishers that use our SSP to allow us to provide our rates to buyers. And that will allow us to provide 100% transparency through the supply chain for buyers that use our DSP. So from our perspective, you know, the PwC and ISBAR framework, if the buyer is using our DSP and the seller is using our SSP, the gap that was identified in that study doesn't exist on our platform. And it'd be very easy for us to just go down the route of saying, well, that's fine. We have a platform that allows that transparency to exist. But we don't envisage a scenario where we don't take a view of supply that's just on our platform. Like, buyers have to be able to buy at scale way beyond the supply that we have across, you know, the supply that they want to buy. And, you know, that agnostic stance means that we are pushing this initiative probably more than anybody else in the ecosystem, because it benefits everybody if we can find a scenario where we're working on a level playing field from a transparency point of view. And DSPs and SSPs are evaluated on what's actually most important, which is the capabilities that, you know, they provide to buyers and sellers, as opposed to, you know, whether or not they're transparent, which for me shouldn't really even be a conversation. It's a bit like viewability. Are we still questioning that? Well, you know, there's various aspects of the ecosystem that we should just agree there is a standard framework and measurement for how we do this. And then it makes evaluation of technology a lot easier.
So I think what we're seeing is clients are definitely starting to take interest and ask questions and engage in supply chain transparency conversations with us. So I think that's largely due to a number of industry initiatives that have kind of been on everybody's radar, including the PwC and ISBA report. But I think, you know, one of the big challenges, and I think we still as an industry have a long way to go, is, you know, for the ISBA and PwC report, they were only able to match throughout the supply chain 12% of impressions on average across all participants. What we saw from an OMG lens was our match rates were significantly higher due to some of the groundwork we've been doing on this front to date. But to gain kind of full market transparency, there's still a long ways to go.
What are some of the issues to cleaning up the supply chain which still need to be addressed, either by technology solutions or stakeholders in the industry taking on new ways of working? Danny shared this.
That's been the challenge for the past few years, is where there was potentially a lack of insight and understanding into many companies that existed in the supply chain. Nobody's been able to understand value, but the value of a data provider over a DSP or an SSP, like who tells you what that is? Well, you have to understand that yourself as a marketer. And I think marketers have really upped their game in terms of getting across programmatic and the various companies that sit within it. Companies that haven't got transparency at the heart of their business are just going to struggle with this anyway. So are you contractually transparent with your client from a cost perspective? Yes or no, it's pretty simple. We need to get to a point where this is information that we can share across the industry. For me, that there's various solutions to that, but the most simple way to provide the transparency that most or maybe 80% of the industry is looking for is purely through simplification of contracts. That's a very easy solve, and one that, you know, might take a bit of time between legal teams, but it's a much easier solve than some of the other solutions that have been discussed. And I think, you know, that would be certainly an initial point that we should look at as an industry to come together.
This was Mia's perspective.
I think that there is definitely a more willingness to participate in transparency initiatives across the supply chain now than, let's say, 2 years ago. I mean, we have seen SSPs get on the front foot with this. We've seen DSPs do the same. I think there's still some work to go. Not everybody has kind of put their cards on the table yet. But we are seeing that effort. I think, honestly, one of the hardest things is making sense of the data, because it is so fragmented and it's so kind of, it's pocketed into various different formats, and it's really hard to match it. So there's a lot of willingness, but I think the data processing and formatting is one of the biggest challenges that hasn't yet been tackled. At OMG UK, we also participated in the JICWebs and Fiducia DLT pilot, another kind of industry body engagement that's also really aiming to tackle transparency and enable that sort of end-to-end view. But what we saw from that was also, at least at this state, the match rates are still low, you know, really owning to a lack of data and sort of resource and participation from some of the entities in the supply chain. So I think we collectively as an industry have to agree to fix that.
And I asked Terry specifically if there were some challenges which make it harder for small independent publishers.
For a publisher ourselves, we're very lucky that we have a brilliant analytics team, a brilliant kind of yield analyst team. And I'm lucky in the sense that I've got really good people working for me for that. If I'm a smaller publisher, which I've been part of before, and startups, then necessarily you haven't got that number crunching or data crunching ability. And that will be a downside for a smaller publisher. But again, if we are clear about what we want in transparency, then we kind of template it before. So it can be as easy as an email saying, here's transparency. I actually think it's a big opportunity for people to upskill and develop new skills in analytics, because we haven't had all the data before to do it. So now when the data comes, we can go, right, okay, what can we do with this? And actually gives us a bit more blood, like fresh blood into the system. And it allows us to actually come up with some really inventive and creative ideas in a very technical world for agencies and advertisers.
So where is the quest to regain control of the supply chain headed next?
So where next? I think we as an industry have to kind of align on some of those data inputs. As I mentioned, that is actually a task force and a working group off of the back of the PwC and ISBA study.
A request from Terry.
I've always wanted that transparency between that campaign set up between the buyer and the seller, because the amount of discrepancies that we get as a seller and a buyer between KPIs, audience, brand safety, all the settings that you can, because our industry is very complex and you can do lots of different settings in a campaign, but we never get to see that on the buyer side. We never get to see it on the sell side. And we email each other and say, this is what we've done. But by nature, you forget this and that and a little bit of there. And there always seems to be one or two things that we miss. And then 2 weeks later, we go, oh, yes, and that. And then it just, and then the campaign starts to really perform. That is one thing I would love for a technology platform to do, is build that functionality to say, here's a description of what we've set up on our side. Please make sure that it's the same on your side. And then the discrepancies of all of the challenges we have in the industry of these discrepancies will disappear slowly as we do it.
And Danny's point of view on the future for cleaning up the supply chain.
The ISBA and PwC study is a great starting point for us to kick on from. My hope is that we start bringing some level of simplification to the next steps of that conversation, so that it's not, you know, a large engineering effort across many companies that would have to, you know, justify getting that done and make sure that there's, you know, enough demand for a solution that would work. Like, there's no easy way to stitch these platforms together to get to sort of single ID solutions or anything similar to that. So contracts for me is the first step. Once you get that and you can start proving the level of transparency that exists just through data sharing and, you know, the appropriate data, then you can start to have a discussion that says, okay, well, what additional technical sophistication can we bring to this that would allow us to go a step further? The next steps is to get verification partners involved at scale. So people like AminoPay that can independently verify supply chains and let you know whether or not that supply chain has lived up to the expectations that you had as a marketer. But we should all, as technology platforms, be integrated into these types of systems so that we're not marking our own homework. It's that simple.
Join us for our next podcast special focusing on consumer control and consent. In the meantime, if you want to hear more news and opinions from ExchangeWire or our other brands, the gaming economy and fast growth brands, you can subscribe to our newsletters at exchangewire.com, thegamingeconomy.com and fastgrowthbrands.com. Thanks for listening.